My name is Katie Turner. I'm sitting here in Holy Cross with Troy Turner. Where did you grow up and what year were you born?
I grew up in Holy Cross, and I was born November 1972.
Did you grow up fishing or participating in fish camp?
Yes, I did.
How has fish camp changed from when you were growing up?
It changed a lot from when I was a kid to now. Nowadays, kids don't go to fish camp or know what fish camp is, what I see anyway. And when I grew up, it was mandatory to go to fish camp for the summer to help cut fish or help with fishing.
Who taught you how to fish and who did you usually go with when you went out?
My dad taught me how to fish, and my grandpa, the late Harry Turner, taught me how to fish, and that's who I spend time at fish camp with.
Who do you usually bring when you go out?
I bring my wife and my kids if they want to go, but mainly my wife goes with me.
Where did you fish?
As a kid, I grew up fishing in Paiute with my grandparents, and after that I just continued with my dad and mom and them to fish in Paiute, and then I fish out about four miles above Holy Cross and Victor's. I started fishing up there, but I'd have net set in Paiute about 38 miles down, and then...
How do you know where to set net or toss a drift net?
I was taught by my dad and grandpa to find an eddy and watch the currents to see where the eddy is, and that's where you want to set your net, to where the current, because the fish, or the way I was taught, the fish will try to rest in the currents.
Is that the same for silver?
Yes.
Are there any environmental factors that let you know that the fish are close by or on their way?
Yeah. People will call. No, yeah, there's some, you always know when there's, like with the cotton, the elders say, like the cotton starts, you know, flying. I don't know what the plant's called, but the fireweed, I guess. If cotton's flying, then the fish are getting close or they're here.
From your experience, how has the regulation and management of salmon changed in the area?
Bad. Done. Gone. Yeah. It's from when I was a kid to now. Fishing was really good when I was a kid. And now, I don't think I'll even be able to bring my grandkids out fishing. It's just how bad it is now. We've been shut down for the last 2 years now to do any kind of fishing.
What's your favorite way to eat or prepare salmon?
Cooked. You know, we smoke them in the smokehouse, brine them, smoke them. You know, you got different ones, strips, splits, and... If we're fishing, I like to cook them on in the smokehouse over the fire, in the smoke on the fire.
What does salmon mean to you?
It means a lot now since we don't have it. And in the last 10 years since, you know, salmon means... For me and my kid, my family, feeding my kids, and after they moved away, trying to feed them and their families, it means a lot. I mean, that that salmon, you know, is for the to survive during the winter, and now we don't have it, you know, it's hard. We're, you know, we haven't had, like I said earlier, we didn't have fishing for the last 2 years, and now we're getting fish from the Kuskokwim, from other family members, and it's not the same as Yukon fish. We know we're not used to the Kuskokwim fish because there's no oil in there. And Yukon fish have a lot of oil, and it's, that's the way, you know, it's what I think anyway.
Do you notice a difference in how you feel when you're unable to harvest salmon?
Yes. Well, I feel, personally, I feel is, you know, it's a wasted summer. You know, you're not, because every year you're doing, you know, you do the same routine. You get your wood, you get prepared, and in these last 2 years, it's just been, summer's just, you know, it's just boring.
How do you feel about these current runs?
What runs? We don't have any runs.
Do you remember when salmon runs were beginning to become concerning? Like as far as population, the size of the fish, disease?
Yeah, it's been about my wife probably knows the question better than me, but I believe it's been the last, I don't know, 10 years maybe, 7 years. It's pus pockets and the fish are getting smaller, you know, and the runs are getting smaller. And it's just, in the last couple of years, the fish are really small. And it's just, you know, there's just, they're different. The way I see it, it's not the same as maybe 20 years ago when the fish were, you know, 3 feet. And nowadays we're catching little, you know, 20-pound, 30-pound, you know, fish like that. But, I noticed the difference with the pus pockets and the color of the meat and stuff are different.
Is there less oil now on them too?
Yes, they don't drip as much or hard as they used to. We used to be able to put cardboard down to catch the oil or something down to catch the oil, and now they barely drip.
How did community members and elders respond to this change?
Well, it affected all the community because nobody can fish. And what I think they should have done was they should have, instead of shutting us down completely, they should have regulated every household that fishes to instead of letting us go free for all, they should just let them regulate 50 fish at each house and then you're done. And that would have been, that probably would have helped with the, you know, the way we are now. Because the whole Yukon can't fish now. They should have done that. But there's always going to be somebody that's going to go out there and want to get more than they should.
Did you need a change where you traditionally fished in order to get salmon?
Yes. I used to set nets all the time, and now it's, we have to go to drifting, you know, where I used to be able to set a net and catch 30 kings. Now I got, you know, I catch one or two fish in the eddies. Now I have to move out to drift all night to catch 30 fish.
Did your elders give you any warnings about salmon or advice on how to behave around them?
Not really, I guess. I don't know. I can't remember, but, you know, my grandpa and them used to tell us, you know, don't throw your fish, and because you bruise the meat, and that's, you know, you waste it. And but, you know, we, when I was younger, we'd have, I don't know if it's tradition, but, you know, it gave us, it was, I guess the way I grew up, it was, it gave us luck. I don't know if it was superstitious or, but the first king salmon we caught, you know, the first one of the year, we'd shoot to let everybody know, you know, we got, we caught a king. And that would let everybody in Pine Butte know, hey, you know, the fish are hitting. And I don't shoot no more, but, you know, as soon as I, you know, as soon as I catch, well, if I'm in Pine Butte, I will, because I know the, there's, you know, the families down there, and I let them know in the graveyard there, hey, I got one, you know. And but other than that, no, I don't do that tradition no more. But it's just, I don't know, the traditions are slowly going away, and everybody's just, you know, free for all.
Do you have any warnings or advice for us about salmon?
Let me fish. No, not really. I don't really have, I don't know. It's just, we got to regulate, do some regulations to where, you know, it's going to let us fish.
Would you mind sharing one of your favorite fishing stories?
Jesus. I don't know, there's quite a bit of them. I can't think of anything right now. I should have been thinking about it earlier. There's one story that I keep thinking about. It's my, me and my mom and my dad, before he passed, we went out fishing for silvers, and my dad told me, you know, we'll make a 10-minute drift, and we're done. Okay, we're fishing for silvers. So it's okay. Me, him, and my mom went out, made a 10-minute drift, and I'll never make a 10-minute drift again, I told him. We caught more fish than we even knew what to do with. The boat was chock full. We had maybe 3-inch freeboard. I was throwing live fish back into the river. And he kept saying, well, you know, people got to eat. And he told me when we landed, you know, call, get on, go to the house, call. And we gave fish to people that can't go out or don't fish, you know. We just had them come down because, you know, we had more than what we wanted. But yeah, there's, I got all kinds of stories that I grew up fishing in Pine Butte when I was a kid. My grandpa would send me out, you know, set net. We'd set about 3 nets, and I'd go with my uncles or stuff like that and check nets, and it'd been, and I, you know, I didn't know people can hear us good over the water. And I'm about, not about maybe 500 yards away. And I'm cussing and swearing, you know. And I'm only 14 years old, you know, swearing about all this fish. And I went back to fish camp. My grandparents heard everything I said about sitting down here, wasting my whole summer fishing. And yeah, it wasn't very good after that. But yeah, bringing my kids out, you know, learning from them and bringing my kids out fishing, it got to a point where my kids wouldn't go fishing with me because I'd yell and holler and swear, and, you know, because it has to be my way or the highway. And after I got married and stuff, my wife, you know, kind of calmed everything down, then we'd go out fishing. But I'd love, you know, I love to go fishing with my kids. And right now my daughter, the only one that lives here with in the village with us, she's my fisherwoman, you know, and she loves to go out. But every time I have my kids back here, I'd love to bring them out fishing and just, you know, just to see the smiles on their faces when we're pulling in a king, you know. And that was, you know, that's the thing I really miss, is being out there with my kids. You know, my kids moved away and are going to school and stuff like that, and I don't really like to go out anymore, because it's just, I don't know, it, I mean, I you know, it's like I have to do it, but when I have, you know, when I have my kids there, you know, that's what I really miss, is watching my daughters and my son, you know, pulling net. You know, it's a lot of work, but when they're fighting the fish to bring it in, you know, it's kind of fun watching them trying to pull that little fish over to, you know, my boat.
What values do you think that you try to pass on to your kids through fishing?
Ah, geez. I'd say patience, but I don't, you know, none of my kids have the patience like their mom. You know, basically, I think my kids are like me, but main thing is patience and just the will to go out and do it. Because a lot of the kids I see nowadays, they don't want to do it. You know, they got their games and their phone and drugs, you know, and it's, nowadays the kids, you know, they don't want to go out and sit there and learn how to set a net, check a net. We had a teacher here one time that I'd bring out and we'd set net for the kids, and the kids really liked it, you know. From the school to go fish silvers and stuff, they had a blast, the kids that never did it before. And they'd come back and, you know, they'd go out and they'd have stories to tell about what they caught, you know, and they're all excited and full of slime and soaking wet, but they didn't care. But that's the thing I really want my kids to take away from, you know, fishing with me, is, you know, don't let shit go, don't let stuff go for granted, you know, because one day it's going to be gone, and it's, you know, it's gone. I mean, fishing is gone now, and that's the thing I really love to do with my kids, was go out fishing. And my kids, they did a lot of work in fish camp when we started our own fish camp. You know, they pack fish, they wash fish, they hang fish. And they're, right now, they're between 20-something and 30 years old, and they're, you know, my oldest girls are, and my youngest girl is finally starting to try to cut fish, you know. But before they never used to, because their mom was too greedy. But they loved, you know, my kids love to be at fish camp and cut fish, and that's what I miss, is just, how can I say it, the family, being together, having fun, laughing and talking in the smokehouse. But nowadays, you know, you don't see that no more. It's just, you know, you got to holler at the kids just to get them to, if they want to go, you know. But a lot of kids that didn't grow up fishing don't go out. But the kids that did grow up fishing and knowing the value of the hard work they do, and they eat it all winter, they know what they're what they lost now.
Do you think there's cultural connections with fishing?
Yes, I do. I think fishing, you know, the fish camp, I think, is my experience with my family, is it brought our family closer. And traditional wise, you know, my kids knew the hard work of We got to cut wood. We got to get wood. You know, we got to keep fire. We got to keep the animals away. You know, and the traditions of the way I grew up and their mom grew up fishing, you know, and that's what I think for me is their traditional way of being out in fish camp with no cell service, no TV, you know, and just a radio, just listen to the radio. And nowadays, the kids ain't gonna go to fish camp unless they have DVD player, TV, you know, they gotta have some kind of gaming system, generator. I mean, I ain't gonna lie, I had a generator. My grandpa got me a generator so I can bring a VCR and a little 24-inch TV to fish camp so I can watch VCR movies. Because, after a while, it gets pretty boring being in fish camp.
Do you have any other thoughts on taking care of salmon?
What do you mean about...
respecting them, and preserving them?
We got to stop them. We got to stop the trolling and the bycatch of all these other big fisheries out there in the ocean that's not letting not letting the fish come back. And, you know, I mean, yeah, fish is money, but, you know, the native people's got to eat too. And that's where I look is the bycatch and the big fisheries out there where they're making all their money. You know, they got to do something about that instead of letting the native people, you know, cut us off stone cold. You know, it's just, it's not right for them to make money off of king salmon where I'm going to feed my family for the winter, you know. Like Jesus did. I can take a piece of fish and feed my family, you know. Nowadays, ain't no fish. Jesus never come around.
All right, that was my last question. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay. I can sit here and tell you more stories if you want.
Okay.
I lie. No, yeah, we're good. But yeah, fishing is gone, and that's the hard part about it is, you know, I can't, my kids all want to come home for fishing and bring their spouses and stuff, and we just can't go out anymore and just go have fun and just, you know, fish.